You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, January 22nd, 2022. And, of course, we have to be concerned about what's happening with Russia and Ukraine and what we're going to be doing about it. We just had a very extensive discussion with retired Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood with Heritage Foundation, 20 years in the Marines. If you missed that, I encourage you to go back and pull it up on the podcast. It'll be posted later this afternoon and hear exactly how he assesses what we are capable, and I say capable, of doing about Russia. And, of course, the other part of the point is, why is Russia making this move now against Biden? I think you and I can answer that. You have to bear with my voice. But I think we can answer that question. But at the same time, China is seeing an opportunity to once again make its incursions, knowing that we are having a difficult time fighting such major enemies on different fronts. You'll want to hear that interview. In the meantime, the latest Biden poll shows as he reaches his 1 year as president, which became official last week, 59% disapproval among independents. Independents were the ones that got Biden elected. The Trumpers were not going to vote for Biden. Many of the Democrats, especially the progressive, the Bernies, the Warren Sanders, all of those, they were not going to be supporting him whatsoever. So they ended up trying to make out their own party. It wouldn't work, so they had to go with Biden. But there were Democrats who crossed the party lines to vote for Republican. And now that we've seen the disaster in our streets, the crime, and the attitude of many of the Democrats, that's just the way it is, a lot of them are beginning to change their mind. This 2022 election, this midterm election, is critical. Already, 25 members of the House Democrats had said they're not going to run again. Now, they could make up a lot of excuses, but I think it's going to come down to they don't think they can win. Give me 1 second here. My voice is getting thinner. I know. But we're going to make it through. The other question being is Joe mentally fit? And again, a survey shows 40% said no. When I start looking at the march that took place in D.C. over the weekend referenced vaccinations, that's not to discount the right to life issue, but the vaccinations and those in the streets, there were those who were vaxxed, unvaxxed, anti-vax, far-vaxxed, had made up their mind, and you had some hucksters in there trying to sell something that they say will get rid of COVID for you. But what really got me was a lack of coverage by the state-controlled media. They didn't want you to watch it. They didn't want you to know it even existed. So they were doing everything they could to make you look away. And now we got the free COVID-19 test going into the mailboxes of folks who ordered them. the free N95 masks are arriving at pharmacies. And we'll warn you again, and it worries me, and it should worry you. More tests mean more positives. And with the N95 mask in place, they may say, none of your masks are good unless you're wearing the N95. Are you ready to accept that? Do you want to go like sheep to slaughter? When we get into the next segment, we'll look at that in more detail.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Anti-vaccine activists gathered at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. to protest COVID vaccine mandates. Ironically, the nation's capital city has a vaccine mandate, so protesters who came in front from out of town spent the night in Northern Virginia instead. Many protesters wore gear supporting former President Donald Trump, and there were very few masks in sight. The protests featured speeches by several prominent anti-vaccine activists like Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
And so it went. We have that. Go ahead. Let me speak.
There's no war exception. There's no any exception. And yet they have passed, I won't even say it a rule, just because there was no rulemaking. Just a policy. You cannot sue any company, any of these large multinational corporations that claim to be involved in countermeasures.
And again, those are some of those participating in the rally at D.C. today, or rather over the weekend. We have a situation where we're confused. The only ones that are not confused are the ones making the rules, and they're also confused, but they don't want to admit it. So they would rather just simply say, you're wrong, I'm right, do it my way, I'm the boss. Every time I hear the VP or the president say the unvaccinated are the reason that we continue to have Omicron, I'm thinking, that's not right. It's not right at all. And in fact, Dr. Fauci, had, on one of his interviews over the weekend, was kind of hedging the bet on when we might actually put an end to the vaccine. And I say hedging, well, listen.
Well, it certainly reached its peak in certain regions of the country. If you look at the Northeast, you know, epitomized by New York City, Chicago, and then the upper Middle West with Chicago, it certainly has reached the point where it's turning around and cases are coming down. However, in some of the southern states and the western states.
In some of the western states, he's saying basically it's still going up. The western states being like, California. That's just one example. And then, of course, the issue about the vaccines. Are they really doing any good? Are they doing what we're told they will be doing? And then the safety report issue, the safety issue is critical because we're not talking about giving it to an adult that consents. We're talking about a parent that, based upon Dr. Fake and his information, is flatly saying it's okay to give the shot to the kids, is it? And Dr. Fake, again, is not very clear when it comes down to that point. Before we go to that, let me remind you of this. Comedian Bill Maher is saying he no longer wanted to live in a paranoid world when it came to the coronavirus pandemic. He said, I don't want to live in your paranoid world anymore, your mass paranoid world. You know, you go out, it's silly now. You know, you mask. You have to have a card. You have to have a booster. They scan your head like you're a cashier, and I'm a bunch of bananas. I'm not bananas. You are. And, you know, they had a lot of good laughs over it. But not Whoopi. No, no, no. Whoopi Goldberg pulling no punches, going off on Bill Maher today, saying him no longer wanting to live in a paranoid world when a coronavirus pandemic is just basically not funny. Not funny to those who lost kids, obviously, nor those who lost family members. She said it's nothing we really want to go through, but it's something we're doing because it's, and she uses this term, by the way, because it's, you know, sexually gratifying. I don't get that. But again, I haven't understood a lot of what some of these people on the far, far left and their wacko thinking say anyway. Dr. Fake being one of them. So when we have this rally in D.C. the other day, the numbers as to how many showed up vary. That's understandable, and it may be the fact that some have been overcounted. It wouldn't be the first time. It may be the fact that maybe they're being undercounted. That wouldn't be the first time. And it certainly appears that, for the most part, the state-controlled media will not cover such events. They don't want to be part of it. And now it appears that some of those infected, according to the researchers, long-term impact, the first round of infection had on the sense of smell. They say that now, these are Sweden researchers trying to learn about the long-term effect, reference smell in particular, found that months later they still had a 4% didn't have their smell back at all. About a third said they lost some ability to distinguish between the scents. That's out of Sweden. At the same time, you have Dr. Siegel on, when it comes to fact, fiction, and fear. He said people don't know whether to believe that the COVID pandemic is on its way out or not. Dr. James Hodges, an extraordinary 67 internist in Central Texas, his most patient, former President George W. Bush, has been double vaccinated against COVID with Moderna last Feb, but still seeing a huge volume of patients in his practice. He came down with COVID in August. His only risk factor for complications was obesity. And despite the vaccine, the Delta variant affected him with extreme fatigue, body aches, loss of smell, taste, severe headache, cough. His oxygen level remained above 92%, so he continued working. He got a booster with Moderna, been tested again. Says now I think I'm fully free. That may work for you. It may work for some. It may not. And among those who were at this protest in D.C. the other day, they were saying, basically, you decide. They were not all there protesting the vaccine. But what they were against is what I'm seeing here out of the L.A. charter schools. The parents and students at an L.A. charter school filing a lawsuit to stop a vaccine mandate that would prevent unvaccinated children from attending classes. The children said they felt segregated, discriminated against. You know another word for that? Bullied. The kids feel bullied. I thought we were trying to put an end to being bullies. Oh, I got it. It's okay if you're on the left and you're demanding somebody do something, they won't do it. So these parents have come up with the idea of saying, well, we'll pull the kids out. We'll go to another charter school that's operated, implementing a vaccine mandate, had a 96% compliance. But in this case, the school then decided that kids without it could not come in. So then those six schools, students had to leave. So all these parents are stepping forward and saying, this is not right. You're making a decision based on an improper, inconclusive science. 0.002. Let me state it again. 0.002 of the kids that have come down with COVID, be it the original, the Delta coronavirus, have died. That's out of 8 million children. If it's your child, it's important. And I'm not saying it's not. The rally the other day had some folks out in the field mixing in with them, offering all kinds of remedies. Some might benefit some people in some way. Some might not. Some might make it a lot worse. I think, again, your common sense, you and your doctor should be making decisions for you and your family. I mean, we're not back to the huckster medical man on the wagon train that comes in and tries to sell you a bottle of elixir that'll stop everything from balding. And that, by the way, did not work for me. Or do anything else that might stop some ailment. But then you get somebody like radio personality Howard Stern, who said the other day on his show, unvaccinated who get infected with COVID-19 will be refused service from the hospital. In other words, his attitude, if it's up to me, anyone unvaccinated would not be admitted to a hospital at this point. They have been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine. The caller said, send them home with a bottle of Robitussin. Stern said, right. They've been told you will die if you get the vaccine. Some of you will live, most of you will die. They don't trust our government. This is Howard Stern talking. This is not a big PR guy for the government in the past. But he's hiding off in a corner of his basement like Biden did during the election. He's afraid to go out. He said, I would like to go out and shoot pictures and walk in the air and walk and just see things. Howard, you idiot, they're doing it every day. People are doing it. Some are doing it with a mask, which looks a little strange. But that's their choice. But he said, they don't trust our government. They think there's some conspiracy to turn them into a magnet or something like that, that they're going to become magnetized if they take the vaccine. I have not even heard that one. He said, I've taken this vaccine 3 times, and the worst side effect is for a day, I had a little bit of a headache. He said, no one's sitting there conspiring against you. Americans don't want to create a vaccine that's going to turn you into a robot. In America, all hospitals will be closed to you. If you don't get the vaccine, they'll send you home and you die. Does that apply to children, Howard, who are vaccinated only if their parents take them to be vaccinated? Well, we didn't get into that part, did he? Because he just wants to say, look at me, I'm saying you should die. Got more to come on that. Also, before we wrap up the hour, the idea that you're a racist if you don't believe what I believe. Stand by.
Larry Connors USA.
After nearly 1 million children tested positive for COVID last week, over 28 million eligible children are not vaccinated. There are some schools who are removing the mask mandate and leaving that up to parents. Are those kids safe? Is it safe to send your kids back to school without masks?
Well, Martha, as we know, the CDC strongly recommends that when you're in a situation in the school, we want to get the children back to school. And the way you do that, you do it by multiple things that you do. You surround the children with people who are vaccinated. For the children who are eligible to be vaccinated, get them vaccinated and provide in the school masks where you can have children protected, as well as ventilation to make sure that you can get a respiratory infection at its lowest level of infectivity. All of those things go together, and masking is a part of that.
That is Dr. Fake on ABC News the other day. And, of course, the question beginning, nearly 1 million children being told that they will have to wear a mask. Are we past wearing masks? Is it okay rather not to wear the mask? And he goes on again, says, oh, but still, that's the best way, and saying around vaccinated people. And yet we've had vaccinated people, even in the White House, not once, twice, but a booster shot and mask, still come down with COVID. And then, of course, he mentions good ventilation system. That reminds me of what the airline CEOs of, I think it was United and Southwest said. You really don't need masks on our planes because we have such good air circulation, 20 to 30 times an hour, you don't really need a mask. But the TSA is still requiring it. However, London has now dropped the mask mandates for their flights. So how's that going to happen? Coming in from London, you don't have to have it. When you get here, I guess you have to put it back on. Or you leave here, you with it, and then you take it off in flight. And then the other question for Dr. Fake from NBC News.
Well, it certainly reached its peak in certain regions of the country. If you look at the Northeast, you know, epitomized by New York City, Chicago, and then the upper Middle West with Chicago, it certainly has reached the point where it's turning around and cases are coming down. However, in some of the southern states and the western states, it has not yet peaked, and it's either continuing to go up or leveling off, which is the first step towards getting to that peak and turning around. I believe that in the next few weeks, we will see as a country that it is all turning around. Right now, the net effect, if you look at it, even though, as you mentioned, we still have close to 700,000 cases a day, and we have about 150,000 people in the hospital and about 2,000 deaths, in general, it is starting to turn around. And I believe you're going to see that going in that direction over the next couple of weeks.
So that sounds somewhat optimistic. But by the way, when he talks about the 100,000 or so in the hospitals, I want you to keep in mind that even New York Governor Hochul said a lot of them in the hospital beds are listed with COVID. They're not there because of COVID. They came in because of a car wreck, a bicycle wreck, and they checked them for COVID. So they're not at risk. But you just kind of have to put it with everything else. A piece I'm looking at from the Federalist, written by Joy Pullman. And this comes up with our coming elections. After brutalizing Trump for doubting elections, remember the fact that Trump questioned the election? Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and other Democrats are saying, don't trust these elections in 2022. They're rigged. That opens the door to our next subject. We'll get into it in more detail. That the election you're going to, it's already rigged by the Republicans because they're racist. Stand by. At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Whoa.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
In some respects, we can call it a racist Senate. When you mention about how much of racism still exists in the soil of America, they want to plant their heads in that soil and refuse to acknowledge what's in the soil.
Those are the words of Congressman Howard Johnson, Democrat of Georgia. Georgia, of course, has been a big battle state, especially since Stacey Abrams, still today, convinced, I won Georgia. It got stolen from me. And a lot of pressure in Georgia to make sure a Democrat wins again. Not based on what real numbers are, but pressure. Joe Biden went down to Georgia last week. But he is so toxic right now that Stacey Abrams would not appear on stage with the man. Other elected candidates or facing election did not want to be up there with him. They let him go and make his speech about how important it is that you decide if you're going to be a man and woman of valor or a man or a woman carrying a whip to beat black people down. Even Democrats said that speech crossed the line. That was too much. They were getting at the point that if we don't win, then we can't trust it, which takes me back to the piece I was alluding to earlier by Martha Wood, or Mallory, I think, of the Federalist. Here it is. Give me a second. Here it is. Got the wrong slot. It was by Joy Pullman, my mistake. Joy Pullman with the Federalist. She is a contributor on a regular basis. Also has several other pieces regarding politics. But listen to what she had to say. And keep in mind what you just heard the Georgia congressman say. Her opening line says, leftist media and the White House are in full damage control made after Joe Biden said the same kinds of things Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and others have said about past elections. But this time there hasn't even been an election. Not yet. During his second press conference in more than a year, Biden slipped in several comments about the trustworthiness of American elections, similar to those that got Trump and others banned and sanctioned by every major social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, and pummeled by the Republican Party leadership after the 2020 election. All right, with that in mind, here's some things Biden said during the January 19 news conference. If you're watching us live at Larry Connors USA Live, Larry Connors USA YouTube Live, you're seeing, I'm going to take quite a few stops to take some water, dry throat, cough, that kind of stuff. Probably have COVID. I don't know. I've been vaccinated twice. But anyway, she goes on to say, what you're watching is making a sausage, and sometimes it's not that good in watching. So a question after Biden made a remark, we're going to have to oversee whether your election is in fact legal or not. Political persons who are set up deliberately to change the outcome of elections. You got a question for the president from someone. If the voting rights legislation you want isn't passed, this was, of course, when they were still pushing for election reform, and they had to break the filibuster to make it happen, do you still believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted? Results will be legitimate. Now, with that in mind, do you remember Hillary Clinton being asked during a primary? Hillary Clinton, will you accept the verdict of the voters if they choose Trump over you? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I would never question it. That's the voters. But she lied and later rushed into the Russian collusion story. Trump said, honestly, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. You know, he could be rigged. Of course, he got chastised. How dare you question our elections? And most of it came from the same party that was responsible for illegal elections in the South during the so-called Jim Crow days, which they like to banner about a lot. So the president said, will the results be legitimate? It depends on whether or not we're able to make the case that some of this is being set up to alter the outcome of the election. He said, unconstitutional efforts on the part of Republicans to stack the election and subvert the outcome. That's pretty direct. That's a statement of fraud, intentional fraud, a legal crime, a federal crime on a presidential election. You take that attitude that Biden was expressing then about an election yet to happen, and you take the remarks of Colonel, or rather Congressman Howard Johnson, Democrat of Georgia, saying that too many people are sticking their heads in the sand, not paying attention to illegalities that are hurting minority voters in Georgia. And I've asked repeatedly, give me one law. Show me the one law that says this means black people can't vote, only white people can vote. Show me the law. Show me the damn law. No one has it. It doesn't exist. So in response to that kind of statement from Congressman Johnson, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, said that is over the line.
The Democratic congressman, he takes his cues from his leader, President Biden. I don't hate anybody. I look for grace wherever I can find it. Let me tell you, I've spent time with him. President Biden is a nice guy. He is. Is President Biden a perfect person? No. Does he try to do better every day? Also, no. Therein lies the problem. He keeps trying to stuff more diapers down the toilet.
Stuffing more diapers down the toilet. That's a mess. Most of you know personally. So the president was asked again, do you think this could be an illegitimate election? He said, oh yeah, I think it easily could be illegitimate. And then White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, Biden did not say the 2022 election was going to be illegitimate, but the midterms are going to be illegitimate. What? Senator Kennedy says again, both of them are race baiting.
President Biden basically said to tens of millions of Americans who don't want to have an election month, who want to have an election day, who believe that if you vote, you ought to have to prove you are who you say you are. He basically told all the tens of millions of Americans, the American people are getting pretty tired of being called a racist or a traitor or a Nazi because they don't agree with the president's woke neo-socialist agenda. And that is why his poll numbers are on a journey to the center of the earth. And he needs to stop it.
He does, but he's not going to. They're going to continue to press it. They'll press it during the election. They will press it after the election. And then when it looks like 2024 is going to go the same way 2022 did, and they're going to ramp it up. We'll get into that in more detail. In the meantime, Hunter Biden's crisis.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So while we're talking about illegal activities, we've been talking about elections. And this, what I'm going to read to you next, occurs on not just one party or the other. But let's just look at it, just for fun. Let's have a little fun. I'm coughing my way through this. You've been gracious enough to stay with us. I appreciate it. And if you've been watching on YouTube, you know it's not Jack, it's water. I'm drinking a lot of water. Maybe I should have been drinking Jack. Those of you watching on YouTube, believe me, you're gaining an experience today. I appreciate it. Larry Connors, USA, YouTube. We're streaming every program live now. Larry Connors, USA, YouTube, live streaming. In addition to using our radio outlets, we're also in the process of putting all the monologues together, and we're going to start putting special segments together as we used to. And it's easy for you to subscribe. Send us your email to LarryConnorsUSA.com and subscribe. Push subscription. Give us your email. That's it. Costs you nothing. It'll be in your box every day. But I'm looking at VP Harris had someone she backed for state attorney. Baltimore State Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Been last week indicted about lying about financial statuses to purchase two Florida properties. She had claimed the charges were bogus, trying to hurt her chances at the upcoming elections. See, there we go, election fraud. No, maybe you're guilty, or at least you need to resolve this first. And in her website, she said, I'm all about employing the mantra of not just being tough on crime, but more importantly, smart on crime. And I guess that means smart, meaning I try to get out away with what I can. I'm just asking. Now she's facing federal jail time for basically taking $90,000 from a savings under a CARES Act provision that allowed government employees to dip into their retirement essentials accounts if they were struggling to make ends meet, not to go buy a house in Florida. Well, I don't blame her. Get out of Baltimore. Get out of Baltimore. Get out of these blue cities that have such high taxes. Go down to Florida. Just don't take your policies with you. And then the Biden family, according to this new book that's been brought out, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich, Helping Crisis Win, the one by Breitbart News contributor, senior contributor, Peter Schweitzer. He explains that a Beijing saw a financial relationship with the Bidens as an opening for an elite capture. Got Hunter Biden secure meetings with various people, knowing they would be able to leverage his relationship with the then vice president and maybe future president, and they did so. One of them described in Western media as a shadowy, discreet investor, worked out a deal. Still another partner was introduced to a super chairman who formed a Harvest Fund Management. Another one called Harvest Global Investment, which he co-founded. All of this would be wiring $5 million to another Hunter Biden business official called Burnham. Schweitzer writes, there is no one more powerful in the world of Chinese intelligence. The seductive, lucrative deal that the Hunter was now putting into place, creating BHR, involved two financiers with ties to the highest level of Chinese intel, including a billion-dollar private equity deal. Eventually, they began in buying and investing in companies in China and the U.S. with strategic employments and importance. Hunter was always listed as an anchor investor. Why? Because his last name is Biden. If it were Hunter Connors, they would care less. If you change his name to Hunter Connors, I may take these stories and the themes up. We'll be done with it. We won't do any more. I don't care. No one's doing anything anyway. But what they're estimating now that these equities he's set up and what they're going to end up producing for Hunter Biden and at some point Daddy Biden, $31 million with deals with individuals who had direct ties to the highest levels of Chinese intel. Does that not tell you something? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.